Hey, nerds. Join us on Discord and hit that subscribe button.
Oh, hi. I'm Flynn.
Zika.
Thessaly.
Alma.
Kalik.
And I'm your DM, Seth. Welcome to Venture Forth. When last we left our heroes. After a series of troubling discoveries, you all left Steamstride Landing to make your way to the Monarch's residence, where rooms had been set aside for you, done up with personal touches to make each of you as comfortable as possible before your departure to Addersfeld in the morning. You each explored your rooms, and all except Flynn eventually made their way towards Kellick's room. There, Seeker began identifying the various items left to you by the Fatal Reserve, while Olma promptly fell asleep. Back in Flynn's room, our member of the Ironlight Collective set about getting comfortable in the little slice of home as he crawled into bed and began sorting through the various items within his bags and proceeded to get lost in some memories. But his reminiscing was interrupted by an intrusion from the Lord of Shadehold, who gently chided Flynn regarding the nature of their partnership, while Flynn found a way to exasperate an archfey.
Yeah, he did.
But a gentle warning given, Flynn departed his vision with new gifts to add to his ever-growing collection. Seeker found his way to the Queen's Chambers, where he gave a princely gift to Queen Isolde in the form of his magical dragon card, Blueberry, and received a handful of gifts in return. And in the process, perhaps, started a mythology that will follow the monarchs of Ondale for some time. Meanwhile, with a snoring child in the middle of his bed, Kellick joined Thessaly in their room.
Oh.
And now, finally alone, for a brief moment of respite, the two professed again their feelings for each other and acted upon said feelings with enthusiasm. Thessaly's rest, however, was also disturbed that evening by a different type of vision.
Also true.
In their dreams, they came face to face with a voice from their past, both recent and far, and found themselves eye to eye with Fenra and the Keeper of their oath. And with their promise to bring an end to Vossen and Fane now completed, a new path has been embarked upon by our resident paladin. The following morning, you all awakened, and Olma awakened to a mysterious package from Oakengate Monastery, inside of which a small piece of her history in the form of a memory crystal from Olma's mother and a personal message of love and hope. You all finished breakfast and were preparing to head out for the day when a knock on the door arrived, and Thessaly opened the door to a curious group of figures, the first of which called their attention. So, Thessaly, you see before you, reaching up a hand, a small maroon skin goblin, green sort of pixie cut mohawk, two twin short sword sheaths at the back, covered in like leather armor and a few different bits and baubles. And behind them, you see a collection of other figures as well. As you meet Disriala Althabuk, the First Blade of Ondale, you see over her left shoulder a positively towering figure. You see white fur that is covering a large muscled body, broad-shouldered, over which peaks the handle of a broad greatsword. You see pure white fur and then bright red eyes as that are sort of ensconced in a deep set in a face above which curl two large twisting steer horns. You see a massive albino minotaur behind her, standing at about 7.5 feet tall, just huge, broad shoulders as he looks down at you.
That's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
The beefy boy.
And you see, sort of mirroring him over Dizzy's over Dizzy's right shoulder. You see also another broad, imposing figure. You see a full orc standing a few inches shorter, probably at about 7 feet tall, ish, give or take an inch. You see, this full orc female woman, the tusks kind of coming up from underneath the jaw. You see a series of kind of tribal tattoos that go along the eyes and across the face. And sort of back onto the sides of a shaved head. There's a series of the thick dreadlocks that sort of are curled up and done back in a tight leather cord that hang down the back and drape over this like full resplendent plate mail armor that on it bears the cog and trees of Ondale, sort of emblazoned in the chest piece. And then sort of standing between them, almost directly behind this figure, Disriala, you see a full drow woman. You see like lavender-colored skin, deep, dark eyes, with sort of a silver-white hair that falls down over the shoulders and across like purple robes emblazoned with silver. And one thing that sticks out to you about them is there's kind of a, like the light seems to kind of dim around them, as if they kind of have this slight aura of darkness. But Dizzy raises her hand up and finishes her introduction. And she says, "This is Rufus," and she points to the broad minotaur purple, and he goes,
"Of course he is.
Hello. hello, Rufus. Nice to meet you." And then she says, "Glasha," and the full orc woman just nods, doesn't say anything. Glasha.
We have an albino.
Albino minotaur.
We've got a lavender skin.
What's her complexion? Drought.
With her complexion
The orcish. So she has
tattoos.
She's got tattoos. This skin itself is sort of a deep, almost like an emerald green, with a slight tinge, like a slight tinge darker, as if a little bit of gray in that in that complexion as well. And then very sort of bright, like almost honey-colored eyes that sit in the face. She carries a full tower shield and a large sword is also strapped over the back. Emblazoned on the shield, kind of a familiar thing recently. You see two twin eyes, like two turquoise colored eyes that are kind of emblazoned in the front of the shield.
It's familiar?
Mm-hmm. You saw it in your dreams last night. Yeah.
That's right.
Real familiar.
Well, this is uncomfortable now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Familiar only to one.
I was like, "What's going on?
Who dat?
Who dat? No.
Now I know. Okay.
So is that something I would recognize then? Is it a symbol of Fenra?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Fenra is actually some of the gods have like very specific holy symbols, but Fenra is one of the ones that there's like actually kind of a collection of different ones.
Right.
All of the warriors that represent or worship or venerate Fenra kind of do so in their own ways.
Yeah.
So there's lots of different like the scales, the eyes themselves are very iconic, and then as well as sometimes like just red dragon scales or something like that to represent her draconic heritage. There's a few different ones, but the eyes is like a very a relatively common one.
Okay.
There's like they're like inset with that turquoise that kind of make them look like they're like glowing. And then finally,
calm down, Kelly.
She says that's Glasha. And then she says, "And that's Vexra." And she points to the drow, who kind of just nods, "Pleasure to make your acquaintance," and kind of smiles at you.
"Hi, it is a pleasure to meet all of you." I kind of scan and go to see if I should shake hands with everyone and not just Dizzy. Like, I'm hesitant. Like, I'm like, "Do I? Take my hand?"
Yeah, like, if you kind of go to offer Brutus is the first one, is the first one who steps forward. He's got a fucking huge hand, and he, like, engulfs your hand and shakes it very enthusiastically.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. they all kind of, so Dizzy just kind of like, "Can we come in?"
"Oh, right. And I kind of steal another glance at the shield and I just kind of like, and I open the door all the way. "Come on in. Everybody's waiting in here."
Oh, it's Diggs. As she walks in and kind of looks around the room. You all see this troop as they kind of enter into the thing. Dizzy also has kind of like tucked under her arm, she has what looks like a kind of a large coiled parchment that is like kind of tucked underneath her left arm. But she walks in and kind of looks around admiringly. "How about the rest of you? What are your names?"
"Well, I'm Flynn, fellow Eve."
"Flynn.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?"
"Dizzy. Call me Dizzy.
How you doing?"
"Nice. I'm doing well."
"What are you doing here?"
I'm the first Blade of Ordeal. And as I understand it, we've got a fucking job to do, huh?
Yeah, we got
just a small, just a little errand, really. My name's Kellek. This is Olma. No, I've still got my arm over Olma.
All right.
Yeah.
Dizzy. Hello, Olma.
Hi.
But she kind of cocks her head at you, but then just says hi and moves on.
You're a group of misfits. Why can't I be a misfit, too?
Doesn't trouble you much further.
Hello. I'm Sika.
Sika.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I don't know if you heard. That's Rufus, Bextra, Glasha. They're mates of mine.
Hello.
So, we're going to be leaving soon. Just check a wristwatch, but... we've got to leave soon, getting on in the day. And, Addisfeld is not faring any better, as a matter of fact. And she rolls out and pulls the parchment out. And she clears out some space on your guys' where the small table where breakfast has been served. And you see before you kind of a map of Addisfeld that is sort of splayed out. So, looks like we're going to be using a teleportation circle or something that you've got.
Yes, it's a bit unusual, but it should get us... we'll go to a sort of hop that we use, and then we should be able to get to Addisfeld
skip situation.
Right.
Yeah. Quick pause.
And I've been told about we can take about 30 of us. Is that right?
However many can... if they're quick on their feet.
Yeah. All right, well, I've hand-selected everybody that's coming with us. They're among the best that Ondale has to offer. So if we can only take 30, I'd rather send 30 of my best.
That makes sense.
We can trust them.
I do. So.
All right.
Yes, Flynn, we can trust them.
I mean, gotta be careful.
I do wonder, I suppose, do you have specific instructions as to what you're going to do when you get there?
Yes, I do. And so she says, so we've been getting reports. Some of them are a few hours old at this point, so who knows, information might have changed. But this is what we're looking at. And she sort of spreads it out. And you see before you a map of, like I said, Addisfeld. You see the Copper Quarter in the north, underneath which is the Silver Quarter, the city center, and then the Gold and Steel Quarter is kind of off to the west, the Market District in the southeastern section of the city, and then the slums in the south, and then the sort of entirety of the military district, which, as you know, over the last 30 years has kind of crowded out most of anything except for military in the western part of the city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She says here, and she points at the southern wall.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Kaldur's got some new kind of fuck you weapon that allowed them to breach the walls. So there's a giant breach in the walls of Addisfeld about here. As far as we understand it, the encampment is just outside of that here. And she points just a little far outside of that.
Southern wall.
Yeah, of the southern wall. So on the southern wall of the city, she says the breach in the walls is here. And as far as we know, the encampment is here. She said, and then she draws kind of a line roughly through the center of the city. She's like, these are the rough battle lines. There are pockets all over the city that are fucked, for lack of a better term. There's fighting in the streets, but by and large, we control the northwestern part of the city. They control the southwestern.
Mm-hmm.
The bulk of the military district is where they hit hardest and first, and as such, they've taken over most of it, which leaves us in a bit of a tricky position.
This fuck you weapon, arcane... mechanical artifice.
We're not sure. We just know that they blew the fucking walls to hell.
Not comforting.
That's not easy.
So, are we... Well, I don't know how to put this other than... We're the agents of repair. We're not soldiers. I don't mean any disrespect by that, of course. And you have your mission, and we... We're in a bit of a rough spot here. We wish to end the war, not to participate in it. So I guess I just want to get a sense of what the expectation is from us on that front.
Well, understood you're not soldiers, but, there's a few different things that we have to contend with. One is that, unless you'd like to see Addisfeld fall today, you might be a bit of a soldier. Just saying. That's something you might have to square with, mate. Whether you like it or not. But this is what we've been asked of you, or what I know is being asked of you. Get us there, and then I understand that you, my friend, with your pauldron, you got some mates down there?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're holding out. And she points up to the sort of northeastern section of the city and points to where you know Ironlight Castle. Sorry, northwestern. I keep getting my cardinal directions messed up. Basically, at the border of like the Copper and the Silver Quarter is where the Ironlight Castle is. She says, as far as we know, there's about 750 Ondalian soldiers holed up inside of Ironlight Castle. And it is thankfully far enough out of the way that they haven't suffered the brunt of everything. But the city center, and she rolls down and she says, the Lord's Manor is getting fucking hammered. That's where we're going. As for you, as far as I know, you ought to head to the Iron Light, find out how you can help, and what needs to be done inside the city to ensure it doesn't fall. Sound good? And then she's looking at you, Kellick.
I'm going to look to the group to kind of see where everybody, what the attitude is like.
I'll just pipe up. How many soldiers did you, or how many people did you say are in the castle again?
About 800.
800? Do they know how many forces the Caldorian army has?
Yeah, we estimate somewhere in the several thousand. Now, there's other auxiliary soldiers. Ondale has, Addisfeld is well equipped. That being said, a lot of people have perished in these first initial assaults, but there are pockets of the city that are under control of Ondale, pockets of the city that are under control of Caldor.
Do we know of any reinforcements coming from Gambaldir?
Gambaldir, no. But there are reinforcements coming from Hammerhold. And right. Basically, if we can hold out until tonight, we think we might be able to turn the tide. But I will say this. General Iagloom himself is leading the attack. So, if you want your chance to end the war, that might be it.
She's been seen on the front lines?
Mm. At the very least, it'd give us a good bargaining chip against Caldor.
How did this happen?
We don't know. They attacked from the south, which they haven't done before.
Aye. Well, Coldcrest fell, so they must have had some... That has to have helped them stage this.
Yeah.
If we can capture Iagloom, maybe we can stop the fighting.
Capture? Iagloom?
I mean, we...
Yes.
Pretty good at capturing people.
Don't have any of those neat tricks anymore.
With the coins.
We can we're stopping at the void. Maybe Hayfried's there, we can get more.
Only if Hayfried's back.
He hasn't been able to make them.
I think.
They're not. Also,
rope
more
works
people.
Fine.
How many more dangerous people are we going to stick in one place?
This is not about. This is not an insane person trying to bring about the end of the world. This is a leader of an army. The same as the Queen of Andale in many respects. So,
an it's not the same. Piece off the board is an important piece off the board, though.
Right, and, well, I'd like as many people as possible to stay on the board, but not have it be a board of war, if that makes any sense.
But so, it kind of is.
Aye, but it does not have to stay that way. That's
and we don't have to go in and just, like, kill a bunch of people. I mean...
I won't.
I'll protect my friends. I'll protect him.
My concern is civilian lives, I think.
The soldiers aren't... They are there to fight. There are lots of people there who are not there to fight. I don't have a problem taking out a general.
I do. I think.
Generals are just following orders.
That's not a good reason.
It's good enough. Life is
following
important
orders,
to me.
A lot of good people can die.
We can try and kidnap them. That's obviously
that is my proposal. I mean, they're much more worthwhile that way because if we just kill them, they will merely be replaced.
Yeah. And also, I thought we hadn't decided who is good and who is bad in this war yet. We are not. Why have we all of a sudden decided like there is one bad side and one good side?
The only thing I've decided is that my friends and the people I care about are in Addisfeld and they're in trouble, and I'm going to help them and keep them.
Sure, I'm all for helping them.
That's it.
Fine.
I just want to make sure that they're safe, and then that's.
I'm on board with that. I understand that.
We helped the Iron Light. I, personally, am for helping those in Addisfeld that we can.
Of course. My primary motivation.
If we take the general to the void, or they don't make it out, same thing. They will still be replaced.
No. We won't take them to the void. We'll take them here.
We can take Iagloom back to... Yeah, back to Steelgate.
That's where she would belong.
My point remains, they still get replaced.
Not necessarily. If they're... Yeah. Well, we haven't been part of this war for very long. right? We have a divine proposal. Well, do you wish to offer some wisdom then, Thessaly?
No. Sorry, what were you saying?
I merely speak for the agents of repair. I'm sorry, I don't mean to speak for you.
I'm Olius.
I'm just saying, so far, it's been very easy to make decisions because the thing we're trying to prevent is destruction for all people. We don't know who's pulling the levers here. I think it's likely the royal family of Kaldor, but it could be the Red Wolves behind them as well. We've just learned of another organization that seems to have nefarious aims across the whole world. Those are the people I'm fine with removing. These people, I obviously understand that there's necessity and you've got to protect your friends and this is an invading force. None of that is lost on me. I'm just saying, can we consider the strategic options, the ways that get us to the end fastest? Because blood does not.
Yeah.
It does not.
I think we go there, we help our friends and maybe look for a way to end the war or at least start a path towards it.
Right.
Whether that's capturing or talking.
If we have to repel the invading force, of course. That's what has to be done. And I sort of give a meaningful look to the First Blade. I understand that. And whether you swing the sword or I, we're giving you the access. We're taking you there. So it's on me as well, whatever goes down from here. But I just want us to make the best effort we can. To make the most effective use of our power, which is great.
Also, what we're taking you to this portal, it's not owned by Stillgate or the Queen. So do you guys mind being blindfolded?
Do we have 33 blindfolds?
I don't know.
I don't think it's going to matter. It won't help them find it in the future.
What do you mean it won't help them fight it in the future?
Well, they certainly know where this circle is.
Well, we'll be teleporting to the circle and then from the circle to another circle, so it's not like they're going to go outside anyway, so...
But they'll know where the circle is.
Well, this is
But I think we
them.
Have enough sway at this point to protect the circle. They and won't, we're putting it to
we
good
to
use for good
things.
They won't know how to use
circle.
It, will they?
That's what I mean.
I don't know.
We'll be able to protect Hayfried
There's
by protecting...
There's probably some countermeasures Hayfried can take to make sure no one besides us can activate it. I don't know how it works. But I don't think it's worth the trouble.
Hayfrey said not to bring anybody in that he didn't want us to bring in. So
Hayfrey
I'm just trying.
Said a lot of things that we have ignored.
You don't make a good
it's
point.
True.
I'm just
Maybe
trying
you
to
could
help.
Not like look away while we do the stuff.
It's just a bit delicate. It's a neutral zone.
I'll have everybody close their eyes.
Thank you, Dizzy. You're very kind.
Of course.
Right,
okay,
right, now.
I understand you're not a soldier. I understand none of you are. That being said,
I just put a hand on Thessaly's shoulder, if they'll let me.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people dying, and at the end of the day, if Caldo hadn't attacked, that wouldn't be the case. And that's about as much as I need to know. So... This is a step on the way to ending the war. Call it that. If it makes you feel better.
Aye. Yeah.
Doesn't make me feel better, but it's necessary. So, let's do it.
All right. Let's get our things. Let's get going.
As we start with DM real quick,
yeah.
Because I have no doubt that I heard of Ira Gloom in my time. Mm. What was conveyed to me via Vossen or Svara about maybe her personality? Like, did Vossen think she didn't get enough done? Did he like? I'm sure. I don't know. I'm just curious if I got any of that.
If anything, Vossen thought Ira Gloom was too soft.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
yeah, he would.
Well, yeah, because
he's fucking ruthless.
And she's a being.
Yeah. Ira Gloom is a consummate soldier. Follows orders. What would you know? What would you have heard? Ira Gloom is actually relatively venerated in the Kaldurian military.
Mm-hmm.
Has a code by which she operates. Has brought up soldiers on tribunal for like really heinous war crimes that have been committed by Kaldurian soldiers. And has like personally seen to the discharge or execution of people who went against the codes of Kaldur and the way that they do warfare. She's a polarizing figure.
Sure.
But has a code by which they abide that they do not budge on. And that frustrated Vossen a lot.
And skilled military commander, I'm guessing. Like,
yeah.
Also,
incredibly
can't really
skilled.
Speak against anything she's doing because she's doing it well.
Yeah, she's a brilliant tactician. Actually, Thessaly would have heard or picked up in their initial days with Vossen that the attack that he led on East Haven was not sanctioned by Iroglum. And mm-hmm. he got into it almost ended his career.
Okay.
That make a lot of sense.
Yeah, Vossen was frustrated by the leash that Iroglum kept on him.
But I don't have to worry about it
anymore.
That's
what I was wondering, because like she outranks him.
Also, maybe one of the only people that Vossen was actually actually respected, and I don't know if Vossen was really afraid of anybody, but if he could be said to be afraid of somebody,
it would have been
Iroglum.
Huh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's who we're going to fight.
And interestingly enough, not because of ability, but because of the loyalty she commands.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If that Absolutely. Makes sense, like
he wasn't stupid, so he would know that like the consequences of
exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone with that much sway, mm-hmm. someone with that much, yeah.
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 Got you.
Cool. So that is all what Thessaly kind of knows and has their internal monologue about when discussing the subject of Iroglum.
Okay.
But you guys all kind of pack up your things and make your preparations.
Order on that, packing up the things.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get another diamond from the queen?
Yes.
Okay.
Funny you should mention that.
Oh, okay.
So as you guys are kind of preparing to leave, you hear another kind of gentle knock at the door. If someone opens it, it is Jordan, the same palace mm-hmm. palace employee who's been helping you out this entire time.
Yeah, his clothes got considerably nicer.
He's freshly
he got a new shirt.
He's all crisped up, hair's all done back, clean shaven. But has what is a small chest in his hands. I have come with some items to give to you before you depart. This was Queen Stolte's sends this to you as a package of aid before you depart.
Oh, okay. I'll take it.
All right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
And then just turns around and leaves.
Nice haircut.
Hold on.
Seeker.
One moment.
Seeker.
Yes.
Just let him go back to his duties.
I'm going to. A piece of platinum floats over to Jordan.
Seeker, it's not candy.
It's also really not necessary.
And giving it away ink.
I am well paid, but I'm grateful.
Thank you. Used to never give ink away like that. I don't know what's come over you lately.
That's what I'm saying. I toss it to him as well.
Flint! Not that you don't. You guys, we have been poor for so long.
Yeah. Let's go.
Thank you. Good luck. Yeah. I do hope you return and your rooms will be ready when you do.
Thank you, Jordan.
I'll be there when we get there.
Maybe. Really? Not if you keep spending it like you are.
Alma, spend your money how you want.
Maybe goodness. If when we were poor, people gave us money, then we would have been less poor.
It all comes back around.
I don't think
you
have to give him a platinum every time you see him, though.
I don't know.
We're probably not
going to
see him.
If I want to, I can.
If you want to, you're absolutely right. I have no control over your actions.
What's in the package?
I don't know.
Open it.
Platinum.
That's open. Okay.
What if it was? Okay. Just turn it face to the
Stop giving Gordon money.
Oh, that would be so funny.
A note.
I open it. Okay. What do I see?
So you see a series of things. You see a bunch of vials, five of which have a sort of bright red liquid in them. These are five greater healing potions.
Oh, nice.
And
I'll start handing them out.
One for you. And then you see three additional vials.
No, just like one for you.
You're hilarious.
One is a bright yellow liquid that is like kind of like almost like vibrating inside of the vial. One is like a deep orange, and as you look at it, you see that there's like something kind of floating in there.
Do I recognize either of those?
I'm not sure. Go ahead and roll an Arcana check for me.
Arcana.
Ooh. Arcana.
That's an 18 on the dice. So that's a 21.
21. The third vial, I think you recognize.
Okay.
Because it looks empty.
Huh.
But as you pick it up, it has the weight of liquid inside of it. It's a potion of invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
The other two, you'd probably have to
do some.
Well, actually, Jordan could just tell you. Olma, or you're familiar with potion making, right?
A little bit.
I like the potion making. Go ahead and roll a potion making check,
and because you're proficient, you can roll at advantage. So. What is your potion making check usually? Is it a spellcasting check with proficiency?
I don't know if I've done one.
Oh, okay.
Or it's been a while.
I have like books on my potion making.
Cool.
So that I read fairly regularly.
Okay. Usually like alchemist supplies or potion making is intelligence mod. And then if you have proficiency, you get to add your proficiency bonus.
Okay.
So roll a d20, add your intelligence mod and your proficiency bonus for me. You can do it at advantage because you're familiar.
I think it's good.
Nice.
It looks pretty good.
Oh. No, that's not the kitty cat. 25?
That's pretty good. As you look at the two other vials, the yellow liquid, the bright yellow that is kind of like almost vibrating in the thing, this is a potion of speed.
Oh.
It grants the drinker the benefits of the haste spell for 1 minute.
Sans
concentration.
And wow. Haste for 1 minute.
You see, haste for 1 minute with no concentration.
Does it still have the consequences?
Yeah.
It does.
Pretty sure it does.
Okay.
At the end
of the minute, you still suffer the thing. Or if it gets dispelled, you still suffer the same effects.
Got it. Cool.
And then the final potion, the orange one, is a potion of fire giant strength.
Wee!
Yeah.
Wow.
For how long?
I believe it's an hour.
Wow. Is that 23? What is it? What's the fire?
25.
25? Okay.
25!
Right. Hailstone fire.
1 hour.
Yeah.
And then there was also three potions of healing.
One for each.
There's one for each.
And do we know greater. It was greater? Thank you.
Yeah, greater.
Whoa! So I look at them and I shake them a little bit. I look at the viscosity and the color. And I open it up and I smell it a little bit.
Oh, close it. Oma.
Don't tell me what to do. this yellow one, will do kind of like what Destiny does when they move really fast. And they can do lots of things. Like when we were in the book and you were able to go so far. And like all the way across.
I cast haste on myself.
That's what this will do.
Gotcha.
You'll still be tired after, I think, though.
I always am. So.
And then this one is orange one. This one's really cool. It'll make you very, very, very strong.
Oh.
It's kind of like Destiny's belt, except stronger.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a fire giant.
Cool.
Oh.
So it's a strong, it'll make you as strong as them.
That's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they broke through the ground.
Oh, and this one that looks empty, it's not empty. It's invisibility. Ooh.
Mm.
Oh.
I take an empty vial out of my bag. This one, too.
Oh, goodness. So I guess, like,
don't get
this one, it'll only make you strong for an hour, which might help a lot in the fight, but I guess who, maybe Flynn, would that make the most sense for you to have that?
Maybe. I mean, either me or Vesely, maybe.
Which one?
I have my belt. You can take the potion.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you take this, and then Vesely, why don't you, do you want to take, does it make sense for you or Kellick? Or Seeker to have
the haste potion? Oh, goodness.
Maybe Kellick. I don't know.
So that you don't have to, like, stay focused
feel
on
that
it?
It's very situational.
We can decide at the moment.
Well, I should give it to somebody for now.
Do you want to hold the invisibility?
Sure.
I feel like Olma should get the invisibility potion.
She could already.
I have cloak.
Do that. Oh,
but then. Well, okay.
But then
so
what?
So maybe you should get the invisibility
potion. But I can do that. I can do that too.
You can.
But it's a spell, also, right? So doesn't that...
True.
It's
true.
I mean, spells Kellick, work, so
can,
I don't...
I think it makes sense, safe. Actually, because then you don't have to focus on the spell, and you can...
do other stuff.
Do other stuff with your sword.
Huh.
Does it work like the normal spell, where it'll...
Probably. I think so.
So even if you hit, it'll go away, right?
Yeah.
Oh, if you make yourself known once
you... make yourself known, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty much once you do...
It might be good for, like, Kellick, because then if he gets... in trouble, he can use it and then run away or get to a better location.
Yeah, that might be better for you.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice to have an option. If
you keep
I have
us alive. I would like you to
a guy
alive.
With a glaive in front of me, for example.
Exactly.
You could do that.
Okay.
Awesome. And then we'll do the haste one whenever.
That glaive.
Mm.
Yeah, Desley, why don't you hang on to the haste?
I'll hang on.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
I'm not going to use it. Yeah, so.
It'd be me or you, or maybe
or
Seeker.
Kellick or Seeker.
We're probably all going to be
near
Desley.
It could be any three of us. I'll hold on to it. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Right. Well done. Good job diagnosing all that.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, it's cool.
Mm, thank you.
Impressive.
I think there's like a... Well, we'll see if it's there when we get there.
Hmm.
Is there anything else in the...
Well, yeah, was there anything else?
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, you see two diamonds.
Two diamonds?
I think I'll take one.
Why are you taking one?
Well...
I think
Destiny
I
maybe
have one also because
Destiny,
I
you
can
still
also.
Have the dust though, right?
Oh, I do still have the dust. So, Kellick, if you want both, that might be okay.
All right, I'm happy either way.
Wait, we just need the essence of a diamond. I mean, I don't think it matters if it's dust. Or my understanding is it's about the value.
I don't
of
know
the thing that I'm using.
I don't know how to use that.
Well, you don't know because it's so. If one of us goes down and is near.
But I did for the lady in the
right,
chamber.
So right, so you can use either a whole diamond or the dust to do that?
Yes.
Okay, well then I think we're fine.
So you can hold both.
Right.
And we're not going to have to use them, right?
No.
No, it'll be fine.
And healing isn't my forte anyway. It's just, it happens.
You
but...
do a very good job for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Alex is probably alive because of you and you.
That was a combined effort.
Toughness.
I think it was me.
Okay. should we?
Yeah, I mean, I packed everything up. I'm ready to go.
So, second point of order. Did I get a little helmet for Nalfane?
Oh,
did
right,
I get left in my room?
Yeah,
you
did.
Right.
Because I don't need to roleplay anything. I just want to make sure I have it in my bag.
Jordan deliver that. Yes, Jordan deliver
that.
He's
not in the void, though.
Yeah.
I know.
No, okay, so we can throw it in the void.
Or we can put it in like a bag of holding.
Yeah.
Like right. Flynn is right.
What did you decide to do with it? That was delivered to you by Jordan as well. That is also in the chest.
I would just say, I would just
put it in the bag of holding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll try it on.
Flynn!
Metal arms.
You don't need
that. Don't use that potion to impress Zorkal, right? Use it if you need it.
Fine.
I'll take the helmet off and I put it in the bag.
Awesome.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, so you have a Steam Stride Warden, a halfling sized Steam Stride Warden helmet inside of your.
Does it do anything? Do I see better? Do I see, like, what happens? I don't know if anything
do you,
does.
I mean, like.
I was just wearing it for a little bit.
So you just put it on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, do you try to mess with it a little bit?
I would probably just, like, touch some things. I'm not trying to break it, but I'll play with it a little bit. Trying to, like, lift the visor. So.
Yeah. Well, as you go, like, to try to touch the visor, there's not one there. Like, the visor's, like, not that visor.
Ow.
And then if you keep messing around with it, eventually you do find a little button on the side of the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And the visor comes down.
Mm.
And your vision, like, kind of clears. And you can see deeper into the shadows of the room than you could before.
Oh.
Oh.
borrow this? Can I borrow it?
Flynn!
It's got to go to eventually. Well, might be a minute before we get there.
Worst case scenario, I know it's in the bag. And if I need to see in the darkness, I can save my life. Is that okay?
I think that would be grand.
All right. I don't want to save your life. So I'll put it in the bag for now. And I'll
just want to help with that adjust.
No, I think it's a great idea for now, Thane.
Well, we can maybe get a second one. I'm just saying. <come back.
laughs> Oh, my God.
Yes. Dizzy, we're ready.
Right. And so she like packs up, rolls the mat back up, tucks it back under their arm, and you guys all together walk out with them and sort of exit the monarch's residence. As you guys are leaving, you kind of cross along the hallway and get to the entryway, where you see that the queen is sort of sitting there, like hands folded. She's talking to a few different people. Will look like attendants and things like that. And one immediately like takes off running, and then the other one takes off running a short time later. She's just like sending missives and things like that. But she kind of clocks you, the group of you, the troop walking down the hall, and kind of just looks at you guys real quick as you approach. And hello, I wish you the best of luck. I hope that the things I sent will be helpful during your guys' journey.
Super helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for the letter. You.
You're welcome. Come back.
Oh, we'll try. As long as we're alive.
That's the plan.
We will.
Good. And she ascends the stairs and leaves with a brief nod to see her before she takes off.
Nod back.
You guys exit the monarch's residence, and as you guys come out into the sort of the yard, you see a big group of people who are standing there. You see this kind of a mismatch of a bunch of different folks. You see people who are in, everybody's dressed in some form of armor or another. Everybody's very well equipped, very well outfitted. But you see just like a really interesting group. You see humans, half elves, you see a couple of dwarves in there, even a tiefling off in the corner with like what looks like red wings kind of tucked across the back. You see just like a very interesting assortment of people, all of which are battle-hardened, ready to go. They have like small packs over the shoulder. Everybody's bearing weapons, and they're all kind of like standing in loose formation.
Are there any halflings?
There are. Yeah, cool. There's two halflings and two gnomes. The two halflings look wildly different. The two gnomes look exactly alike. You're like, oh, those are twins. Right. Like, they are very clearly related.
I call the halflings and the gnomes, and I kind of smirk and smile.
As you come up, they all kind of like stand up a little straighter at the arrival of all of you, and Dizzy does not, like, there's no preamble. She says, all right, let's go. And everybody just kind of like parts, and you guys make your way out, and you hear the boots kind of like behind you as you all make your way out of the monarch's residence and towards the Athenium Arcanum. You navigate through the city. A lot of like people like stop and look and like part the way as you guys are passing through. There's not much like fanfare or anything, but people like just kind of are like, what the fuck is going on?
Has word like gotten through the city that Hattersfeld was attacked, or
as you kind of walk through the morning, it doesn't take an insight check. There is a quiet dread that is hanging over the atmosphere through the city. People are quiet. It is like, and people watching you go are like, there's a combination of some who are like, what's going on? But they're mostly younger people. All the older people are like, they know what's happening.
Yeah.
Where you guys are probably headed.
Yeah, if we're walking and if I catch eyes with any of them, I'll just kind of like give them a reassuring nod and just like a...
Cool. You see a few kids like who smile at you when you do it, and they're like tugging, like, oh, did you see that? Like one kid's eyes are like...
biggest eye roll that I give.
Like hair is getting tussled by my mage hand, like as I'm seeing kids, and I'm like...
Awesome. But no, the kid is like, and then you just hear like the trailing of like, mom, wait, can I get one of those? But you all make your way into, it's like, absolutely not.
No.
Yeah. That wasn't a child, dear. That was a man. A very wee man. He's a very wee man.
Wee.
But
that's funny.
That is funny. you guys are walking up. Actually, at one point during the journey, Rufus, the big minotaur, does kind of like try to strike up a conversation with you. Huh? So, you are a warrior.
Yeah.
I have learned hard way not to underestimate these little people. Dizzy kicked my ass first time we met. Good to have you.
Thank you. Your name? What was your name again?
Rufus.
I'm Flynn.
Flynn. Nice to meet you, Flynn.
Stay close. I'll keep you safe. I'll lift my hand up for a fist bump.
Okay, big guy.
Yeah.
He fist bumps you. But you guys kind of like banter talk.
I'll try to like little like movements and like forms and how do you use that big weapon and like all that kind of stuff.
Muscles.
Yeah. Nice. I might have to try it out. I got a potion that might, you know.
But you guys eventually find yourselves going through. It appears that word has gone ahead. So there are students who also are kind of like just like pausing in their studies to watch this this group as they make their way into the Athenaeum. And you guys mount the stairs, find your way up to the teleportation circle. You see this the tower with the crystals around it that are sort of subtly glowing the same dim purple. And you find yourselves at the teleportation sigil. And Dizzy kind of reaches up or looks up at all of you guys. Which one is going to turn this on?
Points at Kallik.
Right.
Oh.
I ruefully nod.
I think I might be able to help, though, but I feel like you did most of the work last time.
It was kind of hectic. Always you.
Really? Mm,
yeah.
Normally. I'm just thinking of when we were in that Underdark, we were all kind of just like hectically.
That was just panic across
there
the board.
There was no organization to that, sir.
We were just trying to move the rune. Anyway, I thought you know how to do
the rune's already in place.
Well, the lever is just like open the door, and then it brings us down to
I can.
How long we got to?
I think I.
We got it.
There's no.
Right, but. Everyone here doesn't know how this works, so how long do we have to get in?
Seconds.
Before we start, everyone will be inside the circle.
Great. You heard it, and everybody, like, kind of...
This one's not underground. This one's just on, like...
Yeah.
It's like
in a tower. Doing the I wasn't really doing... I was doing the pulleys to open the door.
The pulleys also suck us away, usually, because the runes are only done if the reason Kallik had to do the runes in the Underdark was because he was using a teleportation circle that wasn't ours.
It wasn't ours.
And so the
this just this,
pull the lever,
and then it's open for 6 seconds. Because it's a teleportation circle, so they're open for 6 seconds, as many people as can get in.
Right.
It's a ten foot radius glyph, I believe. So you can fit most of everybody, but there is like a group that's kind of like off to the side. So there's just a brief logistical coordination of like, you guys are kind of come in once it lights up, basically. So there's like a little kerfuffle as you guys like do all that. But eventually. Everybody's like set. The people are in the things. Like everybody's kind of shoulder to shoulder, nice and tight, to fit as many people as you guys can. And
activate the sucker. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You hear this sort of arcane crackling as the circle flares to life, and in a flash of vibrant purple, you guys feel that twisting sensation as your vision goes purple white, and then suddenly the contact of the ground again, like underneath your feet, as you feel the familiar sensation of teleportation magic, and you see around you the infinite goopy void.
We're not there yet, just stay put.
Pit stop.
And should we take a quick team huddle?
No, we should go right away.
We don't want to try to talk to Siren. And see what's going on in the...
We want to go right now. I don't want to leave them in the speed.
Well, we were going to use the mirror to check in.
That's what I was wondering.
Just know what we're getting into. That'd be smart.
Check Addisfield.
Yeah, check in with Zorkal.
That might be a better idea.
They just say the information's a couple hours old. That might not.
It might be good to get an update before
what we're landing in.
Yeah.
And we're just going to have these 30 people stand here in the center?
Don't move.
That's fine. They're on a platform that they can't get to.
Where are they going to go?
They all kind of... They try to spread out on the platform a little bit just because they're all like... but they stay put. And Dizzy does the same.
Would it be beneficial to get an update from
Adderstone? I just don't know. They're not where we're going to land, so I don't know how useful that information would be.
What do you mean?
We know they're besieged. We're going to land outside of where they're besieged. What are they going to be able to tell us
besides what's on the other side where they are.
Well, it would be nice to have confirmation that they are still there.
In the time, we can try. I don't need to. Flynn, do you want to take the lead? Do you want to talk to Zorkal or Siren?
I don't know Siren as well. I know Zorkal, but
Adisfeld.
I don't.
It would make more sense to talk to Adisfeld than Westreach right now. If we talk to the other,
I might actually want to talk to someone else.
What?
Maybe you can talk to Zorkal.
We can only talk to one person.
Well, I can magically contact Zorkal.
Who do you want to talk to?
The other person's here.
What?
We don't have time for that, Flynn!
Person here.
Flynn, we've got to go to... people in Adderspell.
Hold on, Oma. Hold on 1 second.
Don't tell me to hold on! We have an army here that needs to go to Adderspell.
I'm just looking at Kellick, like, with a...
What do you hope to gain here, Flynn? Because I agree with Oma on this. The city's burning, and we're trying to stop
that. You're the ones who are upset and want to go kill Kaldorians!
I did not say anything like that.
All right. Okay. Flynn, does this need to happen?
What do you think?
Your people are in danger.
Is there advantage to what you want to talk about here, Flynn? That's all.
I mean...
Because I want to help you.
I know we were talking about redemption and... And I mean...
You want to let him out?
He is a great warrior. And if you
want to make right now the decision whether or not the one who killed a bunch of Iron Light Sentinels...
I'd like to talk to him, Oma!
You want to take him to the Iron Light...
Oma.
Okay. Cool.
Who are we... Oh.
All right.
I just put my hand on Fessler's
shoulder. All right. So, you walk away.
I just walk away.
Yeah. How far are you walking away? Because there are no things
I'll
right
call
now.
The platform down and walk away.
Don't walk away from me, Flynn! We have to go! Flynn, we have to go to Adderspell to save your people!
All right.
Okay. You're just ignoring her?
Kelly, yeah. I want to go! Let's go! We have this army here, let's go!
We have to stick together, Ona.
We can't go without him.
He can't just walk away and pretend like he won't listen to us!
Flynn, I do think this is ill-advised.
What?
You get to make all the decisions on your own all the time?
Ona, could you please stop yelling at me? Please. I do not appreciate it. Please. I would like to talk this out and not get yelled at.
What's the plan here, Flynn? Chath has a glorious bloody victory in Natterfell, and then we forget
the
crimes?
And then he goes to kill a bunch more Iron Light Sentinels?
No. I just want to know what... Maybe he has information... And also, it opens up a cage.
Flynn. I think it's not a good time.
You want to bring Chath with us?
Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I just...
Flynn, Chath killed... I don't have to tell you this. You know what he did.
I know, and I'm not saying I forgive him.
It's not about forgiving. If we go into a war zone with someone who already has a vendetta against people you care about, he might just see that as an opportunity to kill them.
And we don't know that unless I talk to him.
I think we do. He made it pretty clear.
He made it very clear that he was ready to kill you.
We haven't talked to him in a while.
He made it clear that he was ready to kill you.
No.
He definitely
made that clear.
Well, he said he wouldn't kill Flynn just a bit.
I just want a moment.
You want to... Okay, I just want to pitch this to you. What if the moment you take with Chath now, who isn't going anywhere, is the moment that a blade gets run through Zorkal's heart?
You have real friends in Adderspell who have not betrayed you.
Who need you now?
We took a nap. We slept last night.
Why didn't we go last night? We needed energy to fight adequately.
This portal wasn't open until then, until this morning.
We couldn't have traveled.
We could not have traveled.
We can go now.
Flynn, he will be here.
He's not going anywhere.
He'll have a chance to redeem himself. There will be many battles more to fight. And real monsters to slay.
Fine.
I'm sorry, Flynn.
Anything else?
Okay.
Do you walk back or are you still?
I'm just standing wherever you guys are yelling at me. So I'm just standing there.
Okay.
Waiting.
Shall I reach out to Zorkal? Is that what we've agreed is the strategic move here?
Do we think it will help? Do we think it will be of strategic advantage?
Dizzy, would you like an update on what things are looking like in the city right now?
Sure.
I'll step off the platform, stride over to the mirror, pull it down, channels Orcall.
You go to the mirror, yep. And a moment passes before the mirror itself kind of swirls, and then you see like a very, it's almost nausea inducing because like your perspective is like moving constantly. And you hear like grunts of effort and screams and yells, as Orcall appears to be like, you see sunlight and like you see bright flashes of orange, and just like the sounds, the din of battle kind of going on. Do you like call?
I'm assuming I'm in his sword. Is that, I'm able to put that together?
Yeah.
I mean, I will wait till it seems like he's not like mid swing.
Yeah. So you kind of interrupt. You kind of wait, and it's not long. It's like 5 or 6 seconds before like you just like suddenly like it's straight up. And then, like, it slows down just a little bit, and then it kind of comes up, and then your vision kind of tilts upwards as it goes from horizontal to vertical, and then it's just, fuck, and you hear his voice as he kind of, a moment of stillness in whatever he's doing.
Zorkal.
And
it's sword, the sword again.
Fuck!
Sorry.
Oh. And you feel as the sword turns, and and the blade is kind of there, and you see Zorkal. He is covered in sweat. There are like some just like kind of ash. You see kind of ashes like falling behind him, and just generally it's a little dark just in the general area, you can see he's there, and he appears to be an Iron Light. So, but he looks at you. He's like,
oh, Killick. What?
We're on our way to you now. What, we wanted to get a quick assessment of what the situation is like there.
All right. we've just repelled the most recent attack. Everything is fine right now. But there are wyverns dropping fire in the city.
Oh. Yes,
I don't know how much longer we can hold out.
Hey. All right.
Yay.
Okay. And do you know the condition of Aiken's residence?
Last I heard, they were holding.
Okay.
But they're getting it worse than we.
Right. Okay. Any eyes on Iregloom?
The only thing we know is her encampment is south of the city. We do have scouts. There is Captain Unkar, a member of the Ondalian military. He is here, leading the soldiers.
And his breath, he kind of like, and his like breath calms as you see him take a second wind. He says,
Captain Unkar does have some scouts who are bringing us information. There are a few changing variables. But we're holding out.
And do you know anything of the weapon that was used to breach the walls?
We've been trying to find it, but we don't know where it is. We think it's being held somewhere in the city. What remains of them.
They may use it again.
That is our fear.
Right. We're going to come to you, Zorkal. We're bringing an Ondalian force. Don't know their plans exactly, but the Agents of Repair will be with you.
Wonderful. Good to hear it. We'll make sure we're ready for when you get here.
Good.
Anyone else want to say anything to Zorkal before we go?
While that was happening, I actually wanted to see if I could go talk. If Flynn would be receptive to me.
Yeah, so we'll pivot. Is Flynn going anywhere?
No, I'll just stand in there. An earshot, maybe, that I could hear.
Okay.
What was going on, just to make sure I know he's okay.
Okay, yeah, you hear his voice.
But yeah, just keeping my distance from the party.
Cool.
Ooh, all right. When Kellick, when he shouts that out real quick, should we go to them or to the other side that's having trouble?
Well, it depends on what our goal is here, Seeker. I think we should probably focus on finding that weapon to stop it from being used again. But the Iron Light Castle's a decent staging ground for whatever our plan is, and we may as well shore that up.
And the Queen told us to go to the Iron Light Castle while these guys were gonna go to...
Yes.
The south.
Yes.
Yeah, the information that you guys do have is it sounds like Dizzy and her unit, as well as most of the bulk of the soldiers, is heading towards the Lord's Manor because they're getting the worst of it at the city center. So.
Okay.
But yeah, you're able to approach Flynn.
As soon as Kellick went, I was going after Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
If he even looks at me.
I'm not looking at you, but I don't walk away.
Flynn.
Yeah.
I know. Weirdly enough, I do know how you feel. And you can take that however you want. But I need you to understand that battles like these are won in seconds. I know you don't consider yourself a soldier, but you're about to find out what that looks like. And as someone who has lost everything, I would hate for you to find yourself in the same position because you spent 5 minutes talking to a man who betrayed everything you've trained for. I don't say this to try to parent you or to try to reprimand you. I say this because I have immense empathy for something you might undergo very soon.
I know. I know it's not probably the best idea. And it's not like I even want to, but he's still my friend. He was.
Right. And I don't think that that's going to change. But he's not the one in danger of getting blown up right now.
I feel like he just deserves to know, you know. I mean, he did all those things because he cared about the Iron Light, right?
I look like a look of incredulity kind of crosses my face. Hmm. Does Flynn really believe that? I'm asking.
I look very confused.
Flynn. I can't claim to speak for what goes on inside of Chat's head, but my answer after seeing what I saw would be a resolute, resounding no.
He
would have killed Kaelin.
I don't know.
Maybe he hesitated for you, but he would have killed Kaelin.
He could have killed Kaelin. He was holding her hostage and didn't kill her. And I'm not saying that that's the answer, but I'm just saying I'm confused. We've done so much wrong. I don't know what's right anymore.
What's... I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that. But I can tell you that there are at least two friends, if not more, sitting in Addersfeld right now who could die. And trying not to be selfish here, but I wish I had had a contingent of 30 trained soldiers to come in and save the people that I lost.
I know, and that's why I'm not talking to him, okay?
All right.
See you in a minute.
All right, that's fair. Would you like to be alone?
Yes.
Understood.
And, thank you for talking to me.
I'm always here for you, Flynn.
I just feel like everyone else yells at me, so it's just
well,
nice.
I think that is a byproduct of... We can have a group conversation about that later, but I grew up with a lot of younger siblings, so I'm just... Yeah. A lot of younger siblings.
Yeah, only child, so, yeah.
Mm. Well, you met Salix, so... I just give him a big, like a hearty pat on the back.
Oh, God, is all of my sister...
He's just putting that together.
I'm just blinking. But I will let him have his moment of peace and contemplation and walk back to the group.
Okay.
Any takers? All right, Zarkon, we'll see you shortly.
See you soon. And the connection winks out. You guys, I mean, that conversation kind of happens simultaneously. Mm-hmm. You hear the any takers.
Could
and
we
then,
hear what was being said? Like,
nah,
no.
I don't think so. You guys are able to finish things up and you head over to the other platforms.
Yep.
Kellic, any updates?
Zorkal thinks whatever weapon they use to breach the wall, they might use again.
Oh, no.
Iragloom has a camp to the south. That's all they know. They haven't seen
outside
her
the city, though.
Yes,
right. Okay.
Well, she may still be in the city. Just okay. Say based on their information.
But the camp.
What are the biggest threats right now? Understood. Are there any big threats?
Well, whatever thing they use to break the wall is a big threat. There's wyverns dropping fire.
What?
Also.
What?
Little miniature dragons. Wyverns.
No one. I know what a wyvern is. Did you guys know about? Did Did you know about wyverns?
When you say that, the eyes go wide, and she's like, fuck.
What does that mean, Dizzy? It
means that they have a war wyvern unit.
That's not good.
Well, I like raise my hand. I'm like, I can fly, so I can help with that.
When we have a dragon.
That's even better. We don't need me.
We don't have a dragon.
What?
What?
No, what do you mean?
No dragon. No dragon.
What did you lose?
Where's the Blueberry? Card seeker?
Last night I gave it to the queen.
Oh. I thought we were going to wait.
We were, but I thought that maybe her safety was important.
Seeker, I think that's grand.
Okay. I mean, maybe after the wyvern fight, but...
I mean...
But you...
thinking about it now, yes, that's...
Oh, we didn't know that there were...
I did not know that there were going to be baby dragons.
I, for one, am glad there will not be a blue dragon sucking the life out of Seeker.
As am I.
Makes me feel better, too.
That's true.
I did tell her about that, so maybe she will be...
So that's why she looked at you like that. Like, she liked you more than you.
Right. Oh, we should go.
Yes,
Dizzy's like, time to go.
Not at home.
But you guys...
saved her life together.
Why are you getting a bigger nod?
You guys... make your way over to...
I'm guessing Hayfried's not here.
No,
he's not here.
He would be beside himself.
Yeah, he would be like, what?
Good.
What? What? What did you do?
Good that he did not.
Who are all these people? But no, you guys are able to move over to the other platform and find the requisite teleportation circle that will get you to Addersfeld. And you are able to stand upon it. You get everybody together. And same as the magic flares to life, the same sort of purple glow. And your vision goes to white. You feel the same twisting sensation before feet on the ground. You smell immediately two things. The sort of damp, the subterranean smell of the basement in the part of the city where the teleportation circle is, and you smell smoke.
Like sulfur and
not sulfur,
gunpowder.
But like burning, like burning. Like something.
Oh, definitely your chainmail's in my ribs.
Oh, it's
it's a fairly small space.
We're going to have to move quickly.
Sorry.
Get out.
I like to think that, like, as more people are going into the circle, it's like boop, 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 and like people are getting like pushed farther into the wall. Like, get your sword out of my ass.
Yes,
it's like people like yelling at one another. And you guys are able to now this teleportation circle is in the basement of
the
building in the slums, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you guys are in the southern portion of the city. So this is a thing that you guys are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Kaldur does control this portion of the city.
Yeah.
So you guys are into enemy territory.
Yeah, I put my hood up.
Hood up. All right. So
clutch.
So, what is the plan of action here, guys, as you guys all teleport into this space?
So, we probably would have let Dizzy know where the circle was in general, that it was in the south. That,
yeah.
So that they and their whole contingent is aware that we are in enemy territory.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
They're going to fight on their own, so we're separating from them, right?
Yeah, I mean,
if you guys head out north,
right? Manor's in the center, we could also go with them and like be a stronger force.
Cool.
and then we can split off from them.
You guys are both going north from where you are now. This area is kind of like right in the middle of the slums. Actually, I'm going to move you guys over to this is a rough map of Addersfeld.
Oh.
And I mean rough map of Addersfeld, just to give us a general sense of the layout.
As in the state.
Yes.
Please, how it works.
Flynn Kellick, you know the city best. Maybe you can guide us through some alleyways that might be...
We can try. We're not as good as you, but we can try.
Well, but I don't know the city very well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty familiar.
Yeah, you guys, can you guys see that?
No, did you drag the little flaggy boy?
I did drag the little flag. Oh, wait. No, I didn't. I lied. There you go.
How could you lie?
I lied to you.
Was it a flag?
It's a slippery flag.
Fancy bookmark.
So where you guys are is like right, you see this lower triangle that's kind of the slums, shanty town.
Yeah.
That, you guys are like in the sort of the upper, just in the upper half, like almost okay. dead center of where that, what that triangle is. Mm. And these are like rough boundary lines of the different quarters and things like that. But, the Lord's Manor, where you know that, Dizzy and her friends are headed, is in the sort of on the border of the Golden City Center, the Gold Quarter in the city center, mm-hmm. more in the city center than it is in the Gold Quarter. And Iron Light Castle is like almost up in the left-hand corner where the Copper Quarter and the Silver Quarter meet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you guys are both headed north, mm-hmm. Is exactly in that little point. So cool. You guys are both headed north as you guys exit the basement itself and go out onto the streets. A few things avail themselves to you immediately. The smell of, you see that there is just ash gently falling from the sky as the various fires and things that have happened are... it's just kind of slowly falling all over the city. The air is acrid with smoke. Mm-hmm. You can see that there are fires pretty much spread out all over the place in the city. There are some people that are like in this area, but like they're like in houses. They're like holed up. You don't see actually anything immediately threatening when you come out. The slums is apparently an area of the city that has been kind of disregarded because it has a little strategic value. And there's no military presence here, or very little.
Okay.
And then also you do see, kind of as you come out, you can see like off in the distance, a handful of small, like from this distance, small figures, and where they pat, like as they kind of do these big loops, you see occasionally as like fire blooms in their wake. And before they kind of head like circle big round and then head out towards the sort of south eastern portion of the city.
Southeastern or southwestern?
Southeastern.
So they're like Kaldor's on the okay. So I have it noted that the northwestern is held by us and the southeastern is held by them. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. So they're going out.
Yeah. Okay. Most
southwestern,
of
sorry
the north the northeastern. It's kind of like I can actually draw it for you guys.
Thank you.
The line, the battle lines are like kind of like this. Like that's basically the battle line. If you can see that blue line,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's kind of the rough battle line. Now that being said, it is like siege warfare in the middle of a city, so there are like weird pockets of areas that are controlled. Like Kaldor controls some portions of the Silver Quarter, whereas Ondale controls some portions still of the military district. So it's there are just different pockets of resistance. Everything's scattered, and you guys, I mean, you can. That's the other thing. You hear like shouts, screams, the occasional like.
Got it. So southeastern is the.
Right.
Kaldor. So I think I had it backwards in my notes.
It's a combination of like eastern and south. Basically eastern and south, and then northern and west is kind of Kaldor.
I think I had it reversed. So thank you.
I probably said it wrong. We've established I've been mixing up my cardinal directions all day.
It's okay.
But you guys, in junction with those, are kind of the things that immediately avail themselves to your guys' senses.
So we want to try and go towards like the Market District Steel Quarter.
Like,
and,
no, we want to go north.
Basically, your guys' objectives are straight north. So I'm going to reveal on the map because Dizzy did reveal certain things. So I'm going to show you guys. I will move certain things to the map layer here. So the blue dot that's just appeared is the Lord's Manor.
Mm-hmm.
The red dot that is about to appear is Iron Light Castle.
Okay.
Mm. And
the other thing that I think you guys can see,
because Addersfeld's walls are very tall and you're very close, you see a just gaping wound in the walls of Addersfeld to the south.
Wow.
That is, like, you can see, like, shattered stone. It looks like somebody just punched a hole through the wall, like some giant... Colossus broke through, and you can see the breach as it is basically just a little bit west of the southern gate into the city. It is probably several hundred feet across, pretty devastating. And then you can see actually, even from your current location, there are like bits of stone and things like that and holes in roofs where it looks like different pieces of the wall as it exploded have even been flung this far. Not any huge stones, but like smaller rocks and things like that have been flung quite a ways.
Cool.
Nothing bigger than about, you know, head size. But that is kind of the scene before you guys as you enter into this space and you begin moving northward. So,
do we, is the city center, is there a path through the city center to the Ironlight Castle? Or is it like sort of the Lord's Manor? Is this like kind of impenetrable thing, I guess, like from memory? Would I know that even?
Yeah. when you say path, you just mean,
like, would it be a normally traversable thing, or would it be maybe considering the current circumstances, normal embargoes would not exist? Does that make sense?
I mean, you would know that, like, hopefully this answers your question. Going up, there's, you know, all of the major thoroughfares that, like, get you through the city.
Yeah.
As to whether or not those are safe or passable is kind of another question.
Yeah.
But there is, like, a street or a series of streets that you know would take you from where you are straight, basically straight up.
Okay.
The Lord's Manor itself is, like, most of the roads in the city. There are basically four huge thoroughways that basically almost bisect the city in a cross-like formation that go north, south, east, west. And those are the major thoroughfares of Addersfeld. They're very, very wide streets, and they basically originate at all of the four gates and then go straight through to the other one. The Lord's Manor is roughly just off of the intersection of those four major roads. But what is at the center of that is like the, basically the government buildings and capital kind of district of Addersfeld. The Lord's Manor is just outside of that and is kind of a small keep, which is why it's currently being, defended. That's rather the base of operations. The war is still in the streets and in the city center.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Thanks.
Of course. So, As the troop of about 35 of you begins moving northward, we are going to go ahead and enter into our first skill challenge.
Oh.
You guys have to accumulate 3 successes before 3 failures. As you guys all move through this space, there are a variety of things that are happening. You can see, again, like the wyverns pinwheeling overhead occasionally, and they are, you can hear, like, distantly shouts, clashes of combat. So as you guys move through, who would like to contribute first to moving through the city?
I had a thought. I don't know if you let me know what you think. So I would love to, just go, Flynn.
Yeah.
You want to scout ahead with me? I don't know where I'm going. I know how to scout, but I could use some help with direction.
Sure, yeah.
And we
could
go ahead and give directions for the rest. And then I would love to scout ahead with Flynn and, like, call back and, like, help clear the way for the crew.
Heck yeah, okay. Awesome. So this will be the two of you guys together. So one of you can roll an advantage, either a stealth or a perception check as you go forward trying to kind of clear the way and stuff like that.
Yeah, you said an advantage?
Mm-hmm. Because you guys are moving together.
Even better.
Ooh.
Even fucking better.
It's like a 32.
Okay. Okay, cool. So the first...
is that a success?
You needed a 30. The army knows where we are.
Yeah. So, and one of the things that kind of avails you immediately is, like, all of these people are pretty well trained. Everybody behind you is, like, moving relatively silently. Yeah. They kind of naturally, like, spread out. And you can see there's a variety of different types here. There's big, broad people. There's small, like, or smaller, lither people who are carrying bows and crossbows. There's all kinds of different types of warrior here. But everybody kind of, like, spreads out and kind of moves in these loose kind of clumps as they slowly kind of do that thing where it's, like, clear and then they move up and then they clear and then they move up and then they clear. But Seeker and Flynn kind of being out in front ahead of everybody, you guys are able to avoid a couple of run-ins with a few different like military units that are just sort of like idly patrolling. No one engages. It's like one of those things where it's like they're coming and you call back to the group and everybody kind of like just slinks into buildings or shadows or gets down or hides. As engaging here would be counterproductive to the mission. Yeah. So that is your guys' first success.
While we're up there, just Flynn.
Yeah.
Head on, okay?
Yeah.
I know there's a lot, but head on. We need
to. No, I'm here.
Okay.
All right. That is your first success. So I would like somebody to roll a d20 for me, please.
It me.
Oh, maybe just it by me. Putting the deck.
It's
I. Me.
Very. Yay.
Just a regular one?
Regular old D20.
That's a 9.
9, okay.
What does it mean?
As you guys move forward, as you guys kind of move forward and begin to move through the streets, Seeker, you kind of come upon this an interesting like intersection of a few different roads.
Yeah.
And as you get closer and closer, you realize that some of the roads have been like blocked off. Mm. There's like mounds of rubble and like furniture and things like that have been bashed in. And you can hear up ahead of you like loud booming voices.
Oof.
And as you kind of peek around a corner, you can see like that the there's an area of the streets that kind of opens up a little bit, almost into like a rough, kind of a rough market square type of an area. And sort of like sitting there in the center, you see a very large figure. You see a hill giant, like dressed in like hide armor and shit. Stuff like that, and a collection of ogres that are just kind of like prowling around, like big flails. And they're just kind of like almost like, and he's like sitting down, like on like a big, like a wagon, like the back of a wagon.
Yeah.
And he's like kind of fashioned it into like a throne almost. He's like languishing
this is,
on
this
it.
Is my street.
And you see that kind of obstacle ahead of you guys. Uh-huh. So we are still in a skill challenge. So how do you guys navigate around this obstacle? You see ahead of you, like the roads open up. You can see that most of the different like side streets and things like that have been piled with rubble. And there's kind of like one way. There's like two ways to get through. One that kind of like forks off to the left and goes a little bit behind them, and then down a side of a bunch of buildings, and then straight through. Those are kind of like your two different options.
Flynn, do you have hill giant in your book?
I don't think so. Why?
Peek around here, very, very quiet.
Yeah, that's a hill giant.
Yep. I'll rub my ear and Kellick. There's a big hill giant and some ogres up here.
Oh boy.
Hmm.
Hill giants up ahead and some ogres, apparently.
Oh. Do we want to fight them or do we want to go around?
I think we should go around.
Right, right, right.
Could we put them to sleep?
Could we?
You can.
Those are some pretty big beasts. Normal magic's not going to do that well at that, I don't think.
Oh, okay. I just thought might be the easiest thing to do. Want me to like go up above the building?
Do we catch and up with Seeker and Flynn?
Yeah. You guys
we'll
are
probably backtrack.
They backtrack. Kind of tell you guys, and you guys like it's like, and Dizzy kind of like. Issues a quick kind of hand command, and people just kind of slink into the shadows.
Talking. Yeah.
People just kind of like slink into the shadows and like take up posts as they don't want to be just like out in and about.
I peek my head out from my hood. Do you want me to sneak and distract them from behind them?
I don't know what to put you at that much risk. Did they have, were they wearing a banner? Do you think they're Caldorian or do you think they're just looters?
They, interestingly enough, when you saw them, like on the shoulders, they had like a very rough like patch that looked like Caldurian colors.
Caldurian, yeah.
Well, I could like be really sneaky and distract from behind them, maybe.
Flynn, roll an Iron Light check.
What do I roll for this?
This would be a roll an intelligence check and add your proficiency modifier for me.
That's great. Iron Light.
As you kind of try to think back to your Iron Light teachings and hill giants.
Oh, no.
Natural 20.
It's an Iron Light check. So
27. Yeah. So, He's like, do you know anything about hill giants? You're like, no. And then you pull out the book and you start thinking and you find a few notes that are in there, like of hill giants. And then you start kind of remembering like there's like those
book, and I'll flip through it.
There you go. Yeah. So in Chath's book, you see a section on the various types of giants, because he actually wrote about a bunch of different varieties. Frost giants, and that was where you saw some information about them during Sunplume, the attack on Sunplume. There is also a section on hill giants, and there's like this big note that just, and all it says is like super stupid. and it's just like easily distracted, and like a variety, like very prideful, arrogant. Like there's a lot of like notes on just like hill giants and their demeanor, and basically how dumb they are.
As I'm flipping through it, I'll just kind of be like, guys, actually, wait, hold on. Yeah, I think I might have something here.
What do you have?
In Chath's book, it's saying that hill giants are really dumb, arrogant, and easy to fool and distract, so maybe distracting is a good idea.
Well, I could like go on top of the building and light some stuff on fire behind them.
Maybe.
Or like around the corner so
lots
that they
things are on
can
fire.
Get distracted. Okay, well, I could do something else.
What was
then?
It?
I don't
it was
know.
A hill giant and then
a couple of
ogres.
What are they doing? Are they sitting? Are they standing? Are they running? What are they doing?
It's a kind of a weird throne cot.
Yeah, the hill giant's like sitting in a wagon that he's fashioned into a throne, and then there's a few ogres who are like rambling around.
I could like light that on fire from behind him, and then maybe he'll think that it's coming from the other alleyway, and
or just maybe make some kind of distraction to make them go down an alleyway, and then we can just go around them. So. Yeah, I know, Olma, you're fine. Quick. Seeker, you're also quick. Maybe just try and get him to follow you and then circle back around.
Yeah, I can do that.
Right. I will consider that your second success on the skill challenge.
Okay. Oh, nice. So, cool. Another, just a tat that might not put us in as much danger. I don't know, Olma, if you're able to make us look like something else, but if they're working for Kaldor, they would take an order from a Kaldorian leader of some kind.
But that's such a big... I don't know if I want to use that right now. That's a really big...
What about just one?
Just a thought.
Can we do just one person?
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
For me,
it costs the same amount of energy.
You left your ring right at the...
Can you take still you don't change have into that? That
I don't have... I can't. No.
At this point,
I left all
the
my stuff.
Vextra, when you say, like, can you make us... Are you referring to seeming?
Yeah.
I can do that.
But it's... Really? Sure? It makes me really tired. Are you sure you want to do it right now?
In the interest of preserving what lives we do have, I'd rather not throw them away here, so...
But I could do something else. I could make little, patterns.
You can cast that spell?
Seeming? I can make us all look like different people, yeah.
Remarkable.
She is.
Okay.
I
could make like patterns of colors behind them. Maybe if they're really stupid, maybe they'll be distracted by the colors. But if you want to do seeming and make somebody give them an order, that's also fine.
Well,
it'd be good to have a Kaldorian soldier with us, so maybe.
I like the seeming idea. If we can do it, and as long as it doesn't put you out,
I'll be fine.
It might be a good way for us to just go up there and tell them to leave.
I'm just not as good hand-to-hand, so I don't really have any weapons, so I gotta...
It's all right.
Gotta save.
All right. Who's going to do the talking?
That one. The big one. The one that kind of looks like you.
Maybe them as well.
Oh.
You guys did a great job last time.
We did.
Hey,
we did!
We...
It's true.
All right. I mean, sure.
If you're not comfortable with Thessaly, I can...
Well, no, I was just thinking because I have Kaldorian military experience, I might.
Oh, great. Okay, then...
Why don't you take the lead?
They're a good idea.
Sure. I'll lean to Seeker. Let's go back up to that viewpoint. Keep an eye on them in case things go bad.
Just didn't mess up.
And can I borrow that short bow?
Yes. Oh, yes. I'll give you the bow.
Okay. Do you want to hold mine?
No.
I can call it back. So you probably don't want it.
It's not. It's okay. I got it.
All right, so with that, Vextra sort of, she begins to swirl her hands, and you see as these, like, sort of these silver kind of, like, runes and things like that begin to, like, swirl around in front of her. And, she, like, one by one, they're kind of in this mass, and she, like pushes them as each one by one, they kind of, like, waft over each of you.
Not me.
Not you. Okay. How many is seeming? It's a few, right?
It's like all of us, so it's something like that, at least.
Is it 8 or 10?
Hold, please. I've got it right here.
Wait, what? Any number of creatures that you can see within range?
One second.
Wait,
one
if
second.
That's the case.
Any number of creatures, yeah.
Let's just do the whole 30. Fucking group.
Let's do everybody and walk past.
Just walk by.
Shit.
Yeah, then we might not even need to.
It's just an
say
unwilling
anything.
Target can make a save.
But right.
But we're all.
But yeah, right. We could just disguise
that's
the whole.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
It's
that's
a super
amazing.
Powerful spell. And you're literally, it literally says in here, like, you're only limited by your imagination.
Yeah,
like,
that's awesome.
Do it.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I love that.
Okay. So, Vectra.
I mean, it doesn't hold up to like physical intimidation.
Yeah, but still. Yeah. Vectra, like, gathers. She's like, everybody in tight. And, like, everybody again, like, gets all tight.
Because it's 30 feet.
And instead of the sort of singular room, she's like, and she sort of lifts up her hands as this, like, dome of sort of silver kind of comes down over nice. Everybody. And as you sort of watch the line of it as it goes down, you see everybody's features, like, change as it goes down. And suddenly, there is a unit of about 36 dwarven Kaldurian soldiers full Kaldurian military guard. Dizzy just goes, form up, and everybody, like, snaps into, like, rigid attention. That is so fucking crazy.
You can change a target's body type, uh-huh. and you can only make them 1 foot shorter or taller. So, like, our 7.5 foot can't become, like, a...
She makes Rufus look like... actually, she doesn't change anything about
the
Rufus
Minotaur.
Other than he's just a Minotaur,
just
and she turns his like his white fur brown. Because
there are humans who fight for Kaldor. I mean, there are lots of
there's a variety.
The drow can probably stay in drow. I mean, she can probably stay in drow.
Yeah, but by like overall, just transforms you guys into 36 odd Kaldurian soldiers. Nice. So I would like as you guys then walk out, I would like a group performance check, please. Yes, because as you guys just like walk out and around the corner.
Damn. 23.
16.
16.
Two.
I think that's
eight. I don't talk.
Maybe not. Here, what do? You put this on it? Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. Well, it's still a 13.
Performance? Okay.
That's good. That you are doing right.
So, I have charisma.
We're not going to be talking anymore. Now we all look
we're
like...
We're just walking past.
Now
really?
Walking
okay,
past.
Yeah. The DC's not... they're very stupid, and you guys all look like you belong here. So the DC was not incredibly high. We had enough We had more successes than failures, so that's all that
there
matters.
There we go.
But as like you guys like come around the corner, it's like... and the big giant kind of turns, then... just like sits back in its languid throne and just like lets you guys walk past.
Crazy.
Just,
nice.
So
just like in formation that's fucking awesome.
Crazy.
Hell yeah.
So, DM, if you'll indulge me.
Yes, so absolutely. Always. Yes.
just while we're doing this, I'm just gonna nudge Thessaly.
Thessaly.
Yes?
I like you.
I know, Kellic. I like you too.
And I will just have a little smile to myself.
And I roll my eyes.
Amidst all of it.
Amidst all of it. Sorry. So you guys just fucking walk past. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Yay.
I forgot how powerful
spell.
It was. Because if I didn't.
I was like six creatures.
It's not worth
that's
it. Because I was like, it's not worth a fifth level spell to do the six of us.
Yeah.
But it actually probably would have been worth a fifth level spell.
But you didn't
but,
have
you know,
to.
Didn't
have
to.
That's
and I'm
awesome.
Cool that I didn't have to.
She, yeah, she can do it. And like, you're like, I'm tired. So that is the third success of your skill check.
Yeah.
Waltz fucking past these idiots. But you get to basically a crossroads a short time later. And Dizzy, who now still looks like a dwarf, turns to you guys. And now it's kind of tough because you're having a hard time keeping track of who the hell is who.
Right.
Because everybody looks different now.
Yeah.
But you see as Dizzy the distinctive voice. All right, this is where we part ways. Good luck.
Likewise.
Yeah. Do you want to drop... Vexra, do you want to drop this or keep it going? Right.
If you guys want it, she can...
Well, I think we're kind of at like the border, right?
Yeah. We're going to be trekking into...
We don't
want to
be looking
at the
border.
I don't want like the outlight to think
you're,
that...
You're
I don't
near
want
the border. Yeah, you're near the border. And that's the other thing. You might get confused.
Yeah.
So, you kind of get through that section and then make your way towards you get through like that section and you're nearing the border of like the Kaldurian control, like the battle line basically where Kaldur and Ondale control. But Dizzy says good luck and then
you too.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I have to take this ink. You can let us know what is happening if you need us.
Tell a description, yes?
Yes.
Excellent.
And I know. We can
yeah, she knows. Sorry, my say again?
We can reach you. I can't write back, but
you'll hear me voice in your head. Sure, you've experienced something like it.
Oh, we can just come back this way depending on how things are going.
I'm sure it'll all go swimmingly.
Be safe.
But if you need us.
Maybe.
And I kinda tap my scroll, this will let us know. Which I look at it.
unlit.
I kinda am just like, I check this and I
awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys she says thanks and then tucks it into like her belt. You kind of go to this crossroads and split off the bulk of all of the soldiers that she brought heading off towards the Lord's Manor. And you find yourselves sort of alone, just the five of you in the center of Addersfeld. As you guys begin your trek, continuing on northward, you get right to kind of the edge, and as you guys get closer and closer, you start to feel that kind of like you hear like the din of battle and things like that as it gets a little bit closer, actually. And you can hear things like just a few streets over, and you guys are starting to be more careful and like look around. You don't see any movement or anything like that yet, but as you come upon this area, you see up ahead of you kind of like a street that kind of goes upwards in a way, like as the elevation changes and then curves back around. And as you do, you hear like raised voices. And you hear a voice that's like, basically says, now why would you be making your way this way? Hey, McKaylee? Could you join us at the table, please?
What? How did I get in here?
Welcome to the chaos.
Pure chaos. Hello.
All right. How is everybody? I'm so sure.
Yeah. Things are a little chaotic at the moment.
I'm sure you had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not I.
That's so cool.
Are we all good shape?
Everything good? Yeah, how we looking? Everything good? Yeah. Everybody nice and tight, nice and in it together.
I'm comfortable.
Hopefully you're comfy. All right, so, Birdie. You are up, and you see before you this
alive.
Menacing figure that you have been trying to talk your way out of this particular conundrum with.
They're great at that. I'm so good at talking to people. The face.
Behind you is the family that you have been with and that you are attempting to get across this battle line. You got very, very close right before this gentleman you see before you, the red scales and the sort of like strange draconic form, not quite dragonborn, but something else, and his kind of like squad of goons that are just like slowly kind of encircling you. And then you hear him as he says, looks at you and he goes, now, why would you be heading this way? That's north. I mean, surely you could just return to your home and be safe, right?
I don't got no home, though, so this is going to be the quickest way to safety. You understand, don't you?
But safety is on our side of the lines to be sure. And you guys can like hear this exchange as it's happening.
We can just hear it.
You hear it. And so as you guys are creeping up a little bit, do you guys get closer? Well, I don't want to assume. So what are you guys?
Far away. I would like to continue my scouting role and like be moving ahead.
Okay, perfect. Sure. So I'll say Seeker.
I'll be
Seeker
helping.
And Flynn. You guys, so you kind of go and like I said, it's like this elevation change where there's like a pathway above you. Yeah. And then as you go up and as you get up to the top, you see before you, you see, what does he see, Birdie? If you could describe your character for Seeker.
Yeah. So Birdie is I'm a young half elvish woman, with long brown curly hair that I wear in two twin braids under a flat brimmed cap. I've got tan skin, heavy scarring from lots of years on the streets, and she's decorated with lots of like flowers and painted elements to her like outfit and stuff, very handmade and handcrafted materials. And the most striking thing about her, of course, though, I've got this crazy scarring that just cuts up into her forehead, across her nose, down her cheek. And in the center of all this like jagged scarring is a milky white eye.
Okay. And behind her, behind this figure, you see, and Birdie, I imagine you're kind of like protectively sprayed out a little bit.
Yeah.
You see three figures. You see a human male, sort of like a deep like caramel skin, with like long hair, that is again tied back in kind of like a loose ponytail. You see like besmudged spectacles that are like hanging a little bit low on the nose, with like a high collared, effectively a medieval equivalent of a turtleneck, with like a high collared kind of like wool garb, done up in kind of like what looks like scholarly robes.
Mm-hmm.
And he has like a book bag that is hung over one side. You see that he has his arm around a somewhat shorter woman, tall, willowy, with like a golden hue to the skin, big round eyes and beautiful eyelashes that are swept up, but are also kind of smudged by what actually don't look like ash, but more grease like across their face. And you can see a leather cap with a pair of welding goggles that are on top of it. And then sort of like cowering between them, behind them, you see a young boy, probably not too young, teenager, probably about 14 years old, that kind of looks like a perfect blend between the two adults. They are kind of like huddled behind Birdie, as these, you see a tall, broad figure wearing Kaldurian military garb. You see the back of a head where there are two twin horns that kind of curve up and draconic red scales that are encasing the back of the head. And then you see like a bunch of like kind of scary looking guys that are all well armed, also all in Kaldurian military garb, that are just kind of slowly like cutting off their points of egress. So that's a great question.
Yeah.
You know us.
Good to know. Attack.
You don't tell us. Only one.
You see one, two, three, four. A total of four that are like that have like swords and are wearing armor, and then two who have like long bows that are strapped over the chest. And then in the center you see the large figure.
Can I do something crazy? Go ahead.
So yeah,
go
Seeker ahead. First, then we'll get to them.
Yeah. Okay, Flynn, I'm going to tell them and maybe...
Oh, are they ahead of us?
We didn't see this.
You can hear the voices. You guys just can't see it yet. Right. You're like the rise that you guys are up is like 30 feet. So it's just kind of like a quick like ramp, basically, that then turns and curves around to the left.
Got it. I thought we were all
But yeah, Seeker and Flynn are the only one who get a bead on what's happening.
Death. Looks like a family trying to cross over into this side of the line, and Kaldor's trying to stop them.
Okay, we're coming. There's a family up there. Kaldurian soldiers have confronted a family. We should go home.
All right, yeah.
Let's go.
I'm with you.
So I go to where we watched Flynn and Seeker run off to.
All right. I mean, they're just ahead of you, so you guys like kind of run up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you guys just going for
it. I'm booking.
Yeah. Dude. All right, cool. So Birdie, as you're like, mm-hmm. I have a home, this is, and he's like, the safety's on our side. And he has like this raspy, like gross voice.
Yeah.
It's just, he just sounds sinister. But you see like a head pop up behind him. And then another smaller head pop up next to him. And then suddenly you hear like the pounding of feet. As are coming around the corner, you see all of them. So if you quick character intros, what Birdie sees, what is available
to
her.
A halfling with leather, studded leather armor, like tattered clothes, a backpack with a bow on one side, kind of a crew cut with longer on the top, and a little bit of stubble. And yeah, as Flynn is kind of walking up, hesitantly following the group as we're going forward.
Yeah.
And next to Flynn, about 6'1", just like really just brown skin, bald head, kind of an elaborate earring around the left ear, a deep, it looks black armor, like a leather, like a very fancy leather armor and a cape, and some fancy boots. really fancy. Like, those don't make noise.
You don't hear the pirate of those boots.
God, everybody
up. You're like, oh, there's four. Amazing.
Yes, and then so probably full sprinting coming up is you see a feminine figure, kind of tall, like I'm close to 6 feet, like silvery, sort of like pale skin. And I've got pale blue eyes, and over the left, or right through the left eye, is a vicious scar. Jet black hair, still done in the French braid. And I've also got some shiny new armor, but it is quiet, so you hear my feet.
It is quiet,
but you don't hear the jangle jangle.
It's
of
not
the plate.
Clank.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also very pretty.
And you hear the shit out of me. I got a runic breastplate on. The thing is not. I can't control that thing.
It looks
amazing. It looks
sick,
though.
Yeah. It's glowing with some sort of giant sigils, like literally the giant language. And I've got salt and pepper hair, vibrant sort of fierce looking green eyes. My robe, you might recognize the robes of a cleric of Famir. Recently cleaned, although the right arm is missing, and you see a bandaged right arm. I don't know if you'd be able to see all of the detail of it, but yeah. But you also would see a necklace, a tri-ring golden necklace of Cleric of Famir.
All right.
I also forgot. That is the
clanking against the jet.
Yeah.
I have a sword on my backpack, and then you see one shoulder pauldron.
Right.
Most important things that I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
Cloak.
Stubble. We got stubble.
And the shave
side. And as you guys come barreling around the corner, this figure you see as a half dragon, apparently like a humanoid form, who turns towards you guys.
Okay.
What's this? And then Oma, what are you doing? Because you were like, can I do something? So I want to know.
You're here,
but she's invisible.
Does he have like weapon drawn on like a family?
He's got like his hand on a sword in that lazy, threatening way that someone does.
Because like I want to hold if they don't seem that violent.
He looks like he's enjoying tormenting them.
Nice fucking with him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is he wearing?
You are invisible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A rank of Kaldor of some kind or anything like that? Is he in? Yeah.
Yeah. He is, like, as far as the insignia, so, like, he has the same sort of, like, the hammer with the city outlined on it. And you can see what look like a few notches of rank underneath it.
Okay.
He's probably, like, kind of a what would effectively be, like, a squad leader or a captain, like, very, like. Yeah, not a
like
first day
squad,
guy, but ahead of this squad, maybe a few others.
I like whisper to the group, I have like a really, really serious thing I can do, but it won't hurt any of us or any of the family, but I don't know how bad it'll hurt them.
I mean, I guess they haven't done anything, but Would you all mind if I tried something?
Oh, sure.
Please do.
By all means. All
right.
But I'm going to be right behind you.
I'm going to walk forward.
Okay.
Knowing I'm not wearing anything.
I was going to say, he looks it over all of you, but none of you bear any particular...
Now.
Except...
Oh,
Famir.
He's got Famir.
I do.
And also...
Lauris.
But my tattoo is not showing right now.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Does he clock it?
But he's got his arm, too.
Yeah.
Kellic has his arm.
The other thing.
Kellic has his arm.
Yeah, since you have the arm.
Kellic has his arm.
Does it confuse him into, like, a rage?
I just rolled the d20.
Do I want him more
for the moment, he like, clocks it, but then looks at the arm and is like... And then you step forward, and his attention kind of snaps to you as he's, like, looking at all of you guys. It's very, he's, like, all the hands go to the weapons.
Mm.
What can I help you with?
Hands on your weapon. Are you going to attack me?
Well, I don't know who the fuck you are, so.
Oh, well, I'm about to pull rank on you because I just got sent in as a lieutenant from the Fatal Reserve for an extraction. Does this seem to warrant your efforts? Isn't there fighting somewhere else?
Leslie, make an intimidation.
She's pulling rank.
Yo.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
The internal battle inside me for saying that,
yeah.
I hate myself so much.
Right.
You're
right.
Saving a family. You're saving a family.
It's for the family. It's for the family.
Pretty cool.
Oh, shit.
We're trying not to kill everybody, so it's working.
Intimidation.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
I'm here for it.
Okay. That's a 19.
Yeah. 19. She's scary. They're scary. Super scary.
The face goes like...
Do you want to piss off Captain Boston?
I'd rather. And he just, like, signals wordlessly, and the seven of them just go away and, like, ride off in the direction of combat and what they hear. And you are left. I can't believe you just fucking did that.
That's really cool.
That's amazing.
There's a myriad of emotions. As soon as they're, like, away and far off, I'm like... We need, let's move. Let's move into a building or something. I don't want them to realize.
Who the hell are you? Are you Kaldorian?
No.
What the hell?
That is a rule.
I'm sorry. Can we move into a building, please? Can we move into a building to get this family out?
Do you want to get on this side? Let's go.
Yeah. Before they realized that I was lying.
Where were you trying to get?
The Iron Light Castle.
All right, let's keep going there. That's where we're going.
All right.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
That's where we're going.
Sorry. You are?
Oh, hi. Hi, I'm Birdie.
Hey, we can do this on the move.
I know, but I'd like to know what to shout when I'm telling them to dodge a wire from fireball.
We're moving, as we're moving.
Yes, that's walking, as we're walking, honestly.
You work.
Yeah.
The rest of you respond to that.
All right, I'm Flynn.
Hi.
Seeker.
Simply wanted to know the name.
Okay.
Heading off. Heading off the scout. Toward with Flynn.
Okay, yeah, as long as you're not going to, like, arrest me, that's what I'm looking for.
No. Alma.
What the hell?
Just an invisible voice.
Yeah.
Like that's just Olma.
She does
if you
that.
Don't see and it's a voice, it's Olma. Okay. What?
Don't worry about it. Let's move on. I'm Kellic.
Ha.
Sorry, I took the time to introduce myself. Move.
Yeah, no, I'll just make sure.
Fine. You're fine.
I'll make sure the family's like good. They're like are able to follow us. They're able to keep up and all that stuff.
They're all scouting. Like they're all just like white faced in fear and confusion.
Yeah.
And they like Alder, the human male, just looks to you, Birdie. He's like, are we going with them?
I think it'd be better if we're in a group than not alone. Yeah.
Marcellus, come on. And
wordlessly, I will just like indicate the symbol on my chest, which is the reason I have not hidden it.
Awesome.
This is to just be like, I'm beating a hoe, baby.
Okay. You see as the males, he says, I'm Alder Blackwood. This is my wife, Marcella, my son, Marcellus. And he clocks the symbol. Okay. And like, you see a visible relief come over his face, as he kind of looks at all of you guys and now immediately knows which side you're on.
Yeah. Seeing that relief, I'll turn to Seeker.
All right. Ready to go up?
Yes.
All right, let's go ahead.
Be safe up there.
Yeah.
All right. Always.
As the two of you head forward to scout and introductions are made, we're going to pick up here next time. Welcome to the table, baby!
And also, can we keep going?
Thank you for joining us for this for our adventure. I wish we could have gotten more time at the table, but that's okay. There will be
Anytime
more. There will be more.
The best.
Anytime is good time. Anytime is good time. All right. Well, hey, thank you guys for watching. We appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time. Bye, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
Awesome. Great. Good job, gang. Thanks.
Wow. Thanks so much.
Sneaky boy.
When you said that, I was like, oh, is he talking in this room? I literally thought you were talking to someone. I thought you were talking to a character.
Hey, nerds. Rebecca here. If you're enjoying Venture Forth, please like, follow, and subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And make sure to tell your friends. If you're interested in going the extra mile, please check out our Patreon link in our description to support the show and get access to exclusive bonus content. Bye, nerds.